Okay, folks. Sorry. Hello again. Didn't really make a promise up last week, that Friday or Saturday. But, here I am. You know, I told you the last time that we're going to have double the news. So, we're going to go talk about two. Two today and most likely two tomorrow. I've been busy this whole week. College stuff, you know, there's some of my college listeners. I'm back. So, let's go. So, first thing is we're going to talk about Triple H. Now, as you already know, or as you, some of you may already know, or just hearing about it now, this man has retired from WWE. This isn't fake. It's not false. It's not document or scripted. This is actually real. You can check Twitter, ask a friend, look it up. It's real, okay? And Stephanie and I think Nick Khan are back in as like EVPs or co-EVPs or something. While Triple H is back in talent relations. And as you already know, Triple H with the same sentence as talent relations always equals a good thing, if you want to be fair about it. So, with that being said, I want to talk a little about that. Now, Triple H back in talent relations means that everything's going to be booming, all right? I mean, SummerSlam just passed this week. That was his first major event as head of the talent, right? Dakota Kai came back. Io Shirai, or now Io Sky, debuted. Bayley returned. Edge came back. Brock versus Roman happened. Like, it was crazy. SummerSlam was wild. I'm sorry if you guys didn't see it or I spoiled anything. It's on Peacock, so you just go watch it for yourself if you want to. But the Raw after SummerSlam is the thing. Over 2.3 million viewers for that Raw. Now, I've been watching a little bit more wrestling recently. I've been catching up. I watched NXT this past Tuesday. I tried to watch AEW, but time went by me, so... And I don't know if I might watch SmackDown and Rampage tonight, but I will let you guys know if I do. So, I've been watching a little bit more wrestling recently, and I did try to catch Raw, but I just forgot it was on. I didn't feel like watching it anymore. So, tell me how that is. Tell me how Raw, if you've been watching wrestling for this past few months, tell me how it is. I want to know, I want to hear your thoughts on it, see if it's good or not, see if I should tune in still. Because Raw is looking pretty better. I mean, like, they got Charlotte, they got Rhea Ripley, they got Alexa Bliss, Asuka, Io, Dakota, Bate. They got all the power hitters, you know? All the power hitters. And then SmackDown, on the other hand, like, they got Lacey, Shotzi, Raquel, Shayna, and, you know, it's just... SmackDown has less hitters than Raw. And we look at Survivor Series, then it's we gonna know who's gonna win the female one. Cause if you do know, SmackDown never wins in the big time. It's always a close battle, or it's never a close battle. One of the two. SmackDown never wins. I feel like Raw's like 5-0 or 10-0 against SmackDown, like Survivor Series, you know. There's like only two, three times SmackDown actually won. And that was all the way back in early 2000. The most recent, or the one that everyone remembers is 2016. SmackDown won. Like the whole thing. So, it's going to be interesting seeing how Survivor Series shakes up everything. But then, so that's with all Triple H, right? I'll see if I could dig up anything else, get back to you when it happens tomorrow. But then, if you haven't heard, or brief summary, description, I guess, to all my fans who just hearing about this for the first time, Sasha and Naomi were tag team champions, right? They won it at, I think, WrestleMania? I think that's where they won it. And, well, they either won or retained at WrestleMania. I totally forgot which one. But here's the thing. one Raw, they were scheduled for a six-pack challenge. I forgot what the competitors. I remember it was Asuka, Alexa. I forgot the competitors. They were involved in that match, and when they got to face Bianca Belair, right? But things changed, and they walked out. Like, they dropped the titles on John Laurinaitis' desk and walked out. So, the thing that was supposed to blossom from that was Naomi actually pinning Sasha to win the match and face Bianca Hell in a Cell. While, on the other hand, Sasha was going to go back to SmackDown to face Ronda, but they both respectively lose their matches. So they both walked out of Raw, of the whole arena. They've been bashed on live television, called out, and as you know, the women's tag team titles are now vacant. But they announced a tournament, but there has been no tournament at all. So, you know, WWE doesn't care about the women's tag team division. They do care enough about the women's to actually, you know, never mind. They don't care about the women's tag team division or the women at all, to be honest. But if, so coming back to today, this week, and a little bit last week, there were reports of Sasha and Naomi coming back to WWE under Triple H, which is a good thing for SmackDown because they got two of the power hitters back. And I don't know anything about Naomi's situation because she has some meet and greets going on. But Sasha apparently had a celebrity football match that she was a part, that she was going to participate in, and she canceled it. And I don't know, I think that's it for all of that, but there are reports that they might be returning to SmackDown tonight. I'm not too sure. I'm not going to keep my hopes up high, but I'll let you know when I let you know, all right? And I know I said that there's only going to be two, but I meant to say this already. But Axiom, you know, Axiom, the new, Axiom, the new star on NXT 2.0. Or as you know, A-Kid, get this. The whole gimmick is a ripoff. The gimmick is a ripoff. And as you know, let's see. Okay, so SB Nation, for the past couple weeks, NXT's been teasing the debut of a new character, Axiom, or he's already debuted. This was made by Sean Ruder, sorry if I pronounced your name wrong, on July 20th. And the first video about this repackaging of NXT UK's A-Kid focused on how he used mathematics to prepare for matches. The second covered his love for comic book superhero stories, like Batman, Superman, Spider-Man, and how he wore a mask, right? But thing is, Chelsea Green and Deonna Purrazzo took to Twitter saying how this is something Deonna Purrazzo pitched, right? And it says, the gimmick infringement claim started first up was Chelsea Green, pointing out that act was very similar to something Deonna Purrazzo came up with during her brief time at the Performance Center. Tweet states, I am dead. This is from Chelsea. I am dead. This is everything Deonna Purrazzo pitched. Purrazzo replied, it only takes them 4 years to understand. And then Chelsea also got a reply from Lance Storm. Green's coach and former WWE producer explained they don't have grounds here, though. Intellectual property, unfortunately, means they own every idea you have while under contract. That's Lance Storm tweeted. But here's the thing. This is actually a whole ripoff gimmick, too, of an indie wrestler. But that one applied to independent wrestler Razor Wing, who joked about the similarities between his and Axiom's mask and ring attire. And if you look it up, they do have the exact same attire, mask, colors, pose, stance, everything. I'm not blaming A-Kid for this. He's a great wrestler. I come to know he's a great wrestler, but this is all WWE's fault for not really think about the little guys, you know? Like, they got so big on their bridges, and everyone thinks that they're the big leagues, and they can't be hit. So, that's all for me. Gonna have more news tomorrow for you guys. I think we're gonna be doing three again, like this time. Hope you guys come back. I will get with you guys tomorrow, I promise. Don't really worry about it. I got you guys, alright? So, that's it for me. Intro's coming back soon. Don't worry about that. See you guys tomorrow. Bye.